Welcome to this audio explainer provided by Oz Rehab. Today we are answering common questions about workers' compensation in Australia. A workplace injury disrupts your health, your income, and your confidence about returning to work. Many injured workers tell us that the hardest part is not just the physical injury, but the deep uncertainty that follows. Across Australia, tens of thousands of serious workers' compensation claims are accepted every single year. These claims span every industry, including construction, healthcare, transport, retail, and office-based roles. This sheer volume shows how important it is to understand what workers' compensation is and how a claim actually works in practice. This guide explains eligibility, weekly payments, medical expenses, and how rehabilitation fits into your recovery. Please note that workers' compensation systems differ across states and territories, and this guide provides general educational information, not legal advice. What exactly is workers' compensation? In Australia, employers must legally hold workers' compensation insurance. This forms part of a broader scheme operated by each individual state or territory. Workers' compensation applies when a worker suffers an injury or illness arising out of or in the course of their employment. This is a compulsory social insurance model designed to balance support for injured workers with clear employer obligations. The system has three primary purposes. First, it supports your recovery by funding necessary medical treatment and rehabilitation. Second, it replaces your income while your work capacity is reduced. And third, it assists in a safe, sustainable return to work through structured planning. Importantly, it is designed to support you. Early reporting of an injury and seeking early medical treatment will significantly improve your access to these payments and to rehabilitation support. What does workers' compensation cover? Exact entitlements depend on your state or territory, but the following categories apply across most Australian schemes. First is weekly income support. These payments apply if you cannot work or if you can only perform reduced duties. They are calculated based on your pre-injury earnings, your current work capacity, and the specific stage of your claim. Please note that these weekly payments are generally taxable. This detail surprises many workers, so it is important to plan for it. Second is medical and allied health treatment. Expenses usually cover reasonable and necessary treatment related to the work injury. This includes GP and specialist appointments, hospital treatment, surgery, diagnostic scans, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, and psychological services. Insurers often require treatment plans, and clear communication with your doctor helps avoid approval delays. The third category of coverage is rehabilitation and return to work planning. This aims to restore your work capacity safely. It includes workplace assessments, identifying suitable duties, workplace medical conferences, and functional capacity evaluations. In some cases, lump sum compensation may also be available for permanent impairment, though eligibility criteria differ by jurisdiction. If you are unsure of your employment status, you should check the definition of a worker in your specific state's legislation. Workers' compensation applies to several types of injuries. This includes acute physical injuries like fractures, gradual injuries such as repetitive strain conditions, and the aggravation of pre-existing conditions due to your work. Psychological injuries are also covered, where work is a significant contributing factor. However, psychological claims often require clear medical evidence confirming the diagnosis and its direct connection to work. Remember, fault is usually not the deciding factor. Even if you made a mistake at work, you may still be entitled to lodge a claim. If you are injured, follow these practical steps. Seek medical attention immediately. Notify your employer as soon as possible. Obtain a certificate of capacity from your doctor. Ensure the insurer is formally notified, and keep copies of all certificates and medical receipts. Prompt notification is absolutely critical to avoid administrative delays. The central document in this entire process is the Certificate of Capacity. This form is completed by your treating doctor. It confirms your exact diagnosis, treatment requirements, current work capacity, and any specific physical restrictions. This certificate actively guides decision-making about suitable duties and your income support, and it must be updated at regular intervals. Insurers rely heavily on this document. Without it, weekly payments simply won't commence. Clear certificates align medical advice with workplace expectations and heavily reduce disputes. So, how much do you get paid? Workers' compensation is intended to replace a portion of your normal wages. In general, payments are highest in the early stage of a claim. During this initial period, you may receive up to 95% of your pre-injury income. Over time, as recovery progresses, this percentage typically reduces. In the ongoing period of your claim, payments often reduce to around 80% of your pre-injury income, heavily dependent on your assessed work capacity. For longer-term claims, ongoing payments depend on your impairment level and your capacity to work. Always remember that maximum weekly payment caps may apply in your jurisdiction. Your payments may reduce or cease completely if you return to work, if you reach the scheme's statutory time limits, or if you no longer meet the eligibility criteria. Can casual workers claim these payments? In most cases, yes, provided you meet your state's definition of a worker. Entitlements are usually similar to those of permanent employees. Your income calculations will carefully consider your average earnings over a defined period, taking into account how your variable hours affect the final calculation method. A very common and understandable question is, can I lose my job while on workers' compensation? Concerns about dismissal are entirely valid. Employment laws and compensation laws operate separately, but they do intersect. Under many state laws, employers must participate in return-to-work planning, consider suitable duties, and comply with defined protection periods. Some states strictly restrict dismissal within a set period after an injury. Importantly, if termination does occur, it does not automatically end your compensation claim. Weekly payments and medical support may continue if you still meet the eligibility criteria. How long does a claim last? There is no single national time frame. Time limits depend on injury severity, recovery progress, work capacity, and state legislative limits. Some workers return to full duties within weeks, while others require extended, long-term rehabilitation and support. Do you need a rehabilitation provider for a claim? Engaging a provider is not always mandatory, but it is frequently recommended when recovery is complex. Rehabilitation providers support workplace assessments, identify suitable duties, develop graded return-to-work plans, and coordinate communication between you, your employer, the insurer, and your doctor. At Oz Rehab, our workplace rehabilitation focuses on highly practical outcomes to clarify expectations for all parties. Finally, let's look at how schemes differ across Australia. Workers' compensation is administered at the state and territory level. The core principles are similar, but specific rules, benefit calculations, dispute pathways, and impairment thresholds differ greatly. In New South Wales, it's managed by iCare and SIRA. Queensland uses WorkCover Queensland. Victoria operates under WorkSafe Victoria. Western Australia uses WorkCover WA. South America is managed by Return to Work SA. Tasmania uses WorkSafe Tasmania. The Northern Territory operates under NT WorkSafe, and the Australian Capital Territory uses WorkSafe ACT. If you are injured while working across state borders, the applicable scheme is usually determined by where your employment is principally based. Workers' compensation claims can feel overwhelming, especially while you're trying to recover and manage work expectations. Understanding your exact entitlements is important, but so is having the right support in place. Early rehabilitation helps with recovery planning, safe return to work, and clear communication. At Oz Rehab, we provide vocational support and workplace rehabilitation services across Australia, focused on practical, sustainable outcomes. If you're unsure what support may help, speaking with a specialist can make your next steps clearer. Call us on 1-300-391-9477 or email office@ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening.